So living here in Laguna Beach, there's really, and I know we all do it, there's nothing better than taking a walk along the beach and rolling your toes through the sand and then maybe digging up a nice little seashell. There's just that's just the greatest feeling. And living here, we experience that often, and we hopefully get to experience that often. When Rachel Carson was a young girl, she discovered a fossilized seashell. It was buried in a hill on her family's farm. Rachel wanted to know all about it. Obviously, she'd be curious. How old was it? And how did it end up in rural Pennsylvania when the ocean was so far away? Rachel Carson loved to explore nature, and finding the fossil sparked what she called a feeling of absolute fascination for everything relating to the ocean. She also, by the way, loved to write, and her mother encouraged her in both of these passions. She spent hours exploring the fields and streams near their house. And at home, they read book after book after book. And Rachel published her first story when she was only 10 years old. In college, she went on to study writing and marine biology and zoology. She wrote articles, and she had radio programs about conservation. And she worked as a biologist researching underwater ocean sounds. She was one of only a few women in the whole country doing this kind of work. Literally, a few. By 1956, she'd written three books and was credited with introducing the idea of ecology, the study of the natural world, to the public. Rachel is most famous for her last book called Silent Spring, which is about the danger of a pesticide called DDT that was being sprayed on plants to control insects. Rachel's research had showed that the chemicals like DDT were harmful to the environment, even though the companies that made them told the public that they were safe. She knew the book would be controversial, and at first she was scared to write it, but she knew she had to expose the truth. The makers of DDT, of course, they attacked her, and she defended her research. Silent Spring became a bestseller, and Rachel appeared before Congress to testify about the dangers of pesticides, and Congress listened, and soon DDT was banned. Rachel's passion for nature and her brave commitment to telling the truth helped start the modern environmental movement that we know today, that we're all part of today. We'll be celebrating Women's History Month through tomorrow. And today we celebrate Rachel Carson.